my son's a junior. We have 100 weeks left until he's going. And so what are those experiences? What are those opportunities that might be in front of him that we don't want to hold him back?
Hey, my name is Jeff Bogue. I'm the senior pastor of Grace Church of Greater Akron. This is Tom Sullivan. He is the director of Camp Carl, and John Young is the athletic director at CVCA. We're actually talking about this relationship between parents, athletics, extracurriculars. 1 Corinthians 5:20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. And so we're talking about this, like we go onto that athletic field or into that play or into band or whatever it is, but we're doing it as a Christian. I don't leave Jesus on the side of the football field or the lacrosse field, right? Or in the car as a parent when I go into those things. So talk to this.
Yeah, I think one of the first things is just balance. How do you handle family time and sports and band and choir? You feel the rhythm of a family gets really busy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how do you balance that? But also, how do you take advantage of the times that you are together as a family, whether that's in the car for breakfast, you know, in the evening? So I look at sports as thinking, and band and choir, those are wonderful things for my kids. So I'm always seeing this as, what a wonderful thing for my kids, and being around us, hopefully that's a wonderful thing for them too.
Yeah.
Now we're figuring out, okay, how do you mix those two together?
If you're in season, you wind up spending a lot of time doing that, and all you're talking about is that.
Yep.
It's gotta be deeper than that. John, at the school, I know this is your passion with the coaches and the players. You wanna see Christ exemplified on the fields. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, one of the things that comes to mind immediately is just understanding roles. Where we sometimes can see athletics get ugly is when parents, coaches, our kids get confused with what their role is. And so sometimes we'll have parents in the stands who maybe want to help the referee make the right call, or coaches who maybe want to try to overturn a call and get angry and red in the face. And but man, athletics can be such a breeding ground for growth spiritually. And so we really believe in it strongly, and there's a lot of wonderful things that can come out of it.
Yeah, and there's an upside to that. You know, one of the reasons that my wife Heidi and I are so committed to the CVCA, I have 6 children, I have 5 boys, and I need the help. You know, I need the help. And so Christian coaches who love my kids, who love Christ, who are investing in them in those ways are an amazing ally for those kind of things. But we have to admit, like, when we walk on a field and it says Christian Academy on it, we're not getting a fair shake. We start with an expectation with another team. And then even as fans, as parents and fans in the stand, we start with an expectation. That's a big deal because our testimonies are on the line, right?
Yeah. I've noticed too, even sitting with other parents from other teams, how we respond to a goal, how we respond to a bad call. I mean, it is like they're waiting to watch how we respond.
Yeah.
And I think if we do a good job and if we respond to great hustle or sportsmanship, and that's for both teams, it really diffuses the whole atmosphere. Yeah. It's like now it's not us versus them. It's like, hey, we're parents watching our kids hopefully have joy as they're playing.
Jeff, you talked about the idea of being ambassadors. That's something we try to push really hard at CVCA, that, man, as players, as athletes, they have a chance to kind of live out their faith as coaches. When the temptation might be to get angry and yell and scream and have froth at the mouth and all those crazy things. Boy, kind of living out that verse that you just described is really a high calling and a high standard to live up to. But it is something we try to kind of push out to all of our coaches and parents and athletes as well.
What do we do when we look at our kid? And let's get it out of sports for a minute. You get into theater, you get into music. It's the time, it's the energy, it's I didn't get the part that I wanted. you know, I'm trying to navigate that as a parent where I want you to be involved, but I don't want this to be your identity, but it's kind of okay that it's woven into your life. What are those conversations?
Yeah, I think for us too, we want to parent, Michelle and I want to parent with the end in mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son's a junior. We have 100 weeks left until he's going. And so what are those experiences? What are those opportunities that might be in front of him that we don't want to hold him back? We want to say, hey, be a part of the theater. Be a part of a play. It might take a little bit more time, but you're going to now, again, we're trying to release the rope. We're trying to soon let him fly. But we know he's going to be around some people that are going to care for him, that are going to direct him, that are going to lead him. So we as parents will give a little bit more time to that, and that would be okay because we trust it and we know the purpose behind it.
I happened to go through college on a drama scholarship, and there was this big argument when we would do plays or even some movies that whether the character was saying it or I was saying it. And as a parent, I'm going to look at that and I'm say, come on, it's you. It's Christ. It's Christ in you, right? But those are the kind of things. And when you think about athletics, that what that does is that kicks over to competitiveness. You know, is it okay to clean that guy's clock? You know, how are you playing hard, being aggressive, doing your best, and then somehow glorifying the name of Jesus in the process?
I mean, we try to encourage our kids to, and this sounds really VBS-like, but in whatever they do, do it with all their might. I mean, to play as hard as they can. And when you move up the ranks to the JV varsity level, man, playing time isn't equal. There's not, a lineup chart that, you know, we're checking off to make sure everyone gets the same amount of playing time. And so we're encouraging our kids to play as hard as they possibly can within the rules of the game. And we think that that brings glory to God by doing that. And so it's a hard lesson because any good athlete, you are right at that line of competitiveness and going over the line to being just ridiculous and that jerk.
And I can tell you as a parent, I feel that same tension, you know, and I've embarrassed myself in the stands. Sometimes I've yelled at a ref and sometimes I've said things and I thought, oh, I think that was out loud, you know, kind of thing. And I would just encourage us as parents, we have to start this modeling. And I've blown it. I'm the first one to admit I've blown it. I had to actually apologize to another parent last year because I got caught up in the moment, right? And this year, my big vow is to not say anything negative, right? So my wife is doing a great job holding me accountable to that right now. When we get too caught up, just own it, go to a person. Sometimes that's the stronger testimony, is to look somebody in the eye and say, I went too far. You're the parent that God has entrusted your kids to you. Coaches, theater directors, a choir director, they're the allies, they're the friends, they love your kids, they want what's best for them, they're trying to bring Christ in, plus these wonderful experiences. But nobody supplants mom and dad. You will have the greatest impact on your kids' lives. So we keep it in perspective. We walk them through it. And as a school, we want to help, right? So if there's an issue with the team or a problem with the coach and relationships are breaking down, you're going to find an engaging conversation, not a bunch of defensiveness, working for a solution. That's our heart with things. So any way that we can help or serve, we want you to reach out in those ways. Thanks for watching this episode of Parent Partners.